we're back.
Wow, look at you go.
Yeah. I was paying attention. It's okay.
All right, so let's start off with the caption contest.
Great.
So tell us about the caption contest, please.
We posted a picture last week just after the show. And the deal is whoever comes up with the best caption for this is going to win essentially their second hour of dungeon rental time free.
Hey, where might that dungeon rental be?
That dungeon rental is right here at the House of MNSM.
Yes. Very cool.
Totally furnished. Even possible with keg of beer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they have to buy the keg.
You'll be supplying that.
Yeah.
Well, no.
We have the...
If you want it, we will supply it. You pay for it.
Right.
Or you can just get it and bring it, and we'll set up the kegelator for
true
you.
True story.
What the hell's a kegelator?
Kegelator.
Kegerator?
It's you'll get you a guzzle directly from the keg.
You have a kegelator, but you have to pee in a bucket.
Wow. And moving on, Shannon.
I'm sorry.
It's called good. Recycling.
So I don't. We're leaving the picture up still for a little bit. We haven't determined.
I think
an
one
end
more
date,
week. Not this least. Week, but the following week we'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a month per picture.
Pretty much, I think we said month. Yeah.
Okay. Decision so you want to hear some of the ones that are up there?
Yes, but don't say names. All just right. What they are. So to set it up, what is the picture?
The picture is.
Can we put a picture in the chat room at all?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, we'll look at that for next year.
I'm
go
not
on.
Entirely sure. So, boy, Alex is sort of hugging Brian, the stuffed giant dog, and Master Noel is kind
go
of...
Oh, Brian.
What? Go. Is kind of got a look in his eye, and he's...
And I'm hugging the two of them.
The two of them. He's sure hugging. Sure hugging.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not really sure.
No, well,
really,
I want to be in the really middle tonight.
Hands. All right, come on. Anyway.
You can't really see your hands, so that's why middle. It worked. Okay, so we had someone say that with that look in your eye, Master Noel, you're going to do more than walk them.
Walk the dog, yeah.
Get it? It's a dog.
It's a puppy dog.
Master, please, can we keep him? I'll walk him and feed him and teach him how to play with balls real good. He'll be the perfect pup. Someone said, come here, little boy, and bring your pup, too. someone quoted Brian Griffin and said, who do I have to sleep with to get a martini around here?
Is that an actual quote? Or?
Yes. From Brian, the character. Yes. Master, that's not his tail.
That's kind of cute.
So that's pretty much some of the really good ones that we've had.
Good. All right. So,
it's on Facebook. If you go, you can actually link directly to it on the website. Courtesy of Master Noel, who knows how to work the website. And you just click on the dialogue, I believe, below the picture, and it'll take you right to where
you
can
comment.
Yeah, just
go to comments, I think. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And I'm back in the chat room again. Awesome. We're finding out that if you're having problems with the new chat room, use Google Chrome. Apparently, you're not getting kicked out if you're using Google Chrome, where Internet Explorer we have been. So I am going to be downloading it quickly to see if it works. Get into the contest. It's a lot of fun. Have a look at the pictures. The other thing we wanted to talk about was... Come on, what else was it?
Positive Living Niagara Master.
Oh, thank you. Yes. So, boy, Alex and I went to Positive Living Niagara.
And that's the end of that topic.
And that's the end of it.
No, it's not. You guys did an amazing job, so come on, talk about it.
Go ahead, boy. What was your view on it? Wait a minute. Don't. That should be your quote.
No, it was like
this. That's your quote of the week, isn't it?
Wow.
The tongue.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about Master's tongue.
My tongue fell out during the...
during a presentation to...
It fell out?
About 8 social worker outreach people and a couple of nurses.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Apparently something was said.
In kind of this sexual kind of manner to it. Looking right at this. Anyway. So we were there because they had asked us to come in, or asked Master rather, to come in and provide a presentation on kink and BDSM so that their outreach staff and nursing staff would have some idea of what's going on, what to look for, what to expect, and kind of know the differences between what's consensual and not consensual. It's kind of the...
That's the gist of it, yeah. Yeah, that covers it. So we brought in a few toys. It's just real, real. We didn't bring a lot of stuff. We just put a couple floggers, a couple paddle. Oh, I know what you're going to say. You can say it. Some rope, a couple cuffs. Just a general whole bunch of different things. So we had put them on the table at the back of the room. So you would come in and
just see you would play with them?
No, because no, we used no, them as a, we actually them. Went through okay. them as a demo. So I'm at the front of the room. The boy's at the back near the table. I'm at the front doing the presentation. And?
So there's this Caribbean Jamaican lady, I don't really know, just to give you an idea, with the, you know, the only thing she was missing on top of her head, she had the little wrap thing, but without the bowl of fruit. You know, that kind of thing. I don't know how else to describe it because this is radio. So.
Dude, that was like not good.
That was so racist.
Okay,
oh
well,
God.
That's not what I meant. That's what I meant. So anyway, she comes
well,
in.
What did you mean?
Boy, Alex's she was a beautiful opinions are not those of a
she was
beautiful.
She was gorgeous. She beautiful was gorgeous. But she had the accent and everything, right? Just not, yeah. So anyway, she comes in, Master's talking at the front, everyone's looking to the front, I'm standing at the back, she looks at the table and she's like, oh, and then she sits down and she's giggling to herself, and of course I'm trying not to howl, because I'm like, oh yeah, she's kind of like liking this. It was really, really interesting. Well, okay, it was quite funny, actually.
You told me about that and I did laugh.
So anyway, talk about the experience. How was it?
Well, they just kept looking into MBBE and it was awesome. No,
for anybody listening, please explain MBBE.
You can.
Well, it stands for My Beautiful, Beautiful Eyes.
It does.
But they're not my beautiful, beautiful eyes.
No, my beautiful,
no, but they
can beautiful
be Master's
eyes.
Beautiful blue
Master's
eyes.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
No, my
eyes
are so beautiful, they need two beautifuls, not just one.
Oh, is that
yeah.
it?
My
yeah.
beautiful,
in fact,
beautiful
the first time
eyes.
It was texted, I was confused as to what it meant because I thought it had three beautifuls. Oh, so.
Okay, yeah. So back to the presentation.
Yes, really.
So
enough about the eyes.
It's we had this PowerPoint presentation, thanks, Slave.
Yes, thanks,
for all
Avery.
Your help. That, I guess I'm going to talk. Master presented that went through, started with the myths of what's in the community regarding BDSM.
Myths, yes.
Kink.
It sounded like you said myths.
Yeah, no, I thought you said myths,
yeah,
too.
Like the
and then
the
definitions, and then kind of provided an explanation of what's safe and not safe and kind
right.
of worked its way from there.
Yeah, it was good. And, I mean, what we did was we asked them, you know, would they be okay with pictures? So we had taken a picture of boy Alex who doesn't bruise that or mark that easily.
Grr.
And I got to fucking really wail on him to get any marks whatsoever. And then, of course, we have Slave Wayne where there's blood everywhere. And then Shannon, which is like a bruise machine. So, well, it's good. It's not a bad thing. So I took boy Alex and I put him up first and said, well, did you see this? And then I showed a picture of something that was a lot more marked up. And I said, now, you know, like what you need to understand to them is the one where there was very little marks and anything else was being hit a hell of a lot harder and for a lot longer than the one that marked the most. So just to help them understand, if somebody came to them and had just such a small little mark and said, you know, I was being abused, it doesn't necessarily show or can show. And on the other hand, if they were to see something that was really explicit and bloody and everything else, doesn't necessarily mean they were abused. So we were just trying to make that differentiation.
Yeah, so they're aware that people react differently to that sort of thing.
Yeah, and they also got talking about, they've got this outreach. They have a men's health bus every Wednesday, every other Wednesday. We've talked about that before. They've got all this stuff going on, and they just don't have anybody that's taking advantage of it.
I was going to say, they don't have attendance.
They don't, unfortunately. So I said, you know, I would try to put them into communication with different parts of the community that I'm familiar with in different parts. So we have somebody from the Imperial Court. We just kind of, I did an introductory email this evening and sent it out to Positive Living. So hopefully they'll be able to get something together. And I'm still looking for community leaders, people that do munches and whichever in the Niagara area that we can actually maybe just have them go. They won't engage.
What about Annie? Why haven't we talked to her?
Okay,
she would be good.
Yeah, but
yeah, possibly.
The thing is, if you're running a munch, though, we want to make sure that the people that are running it, you know, who's calling, are okay with them going and sitting in and that. But I mean, and the agreement would be they wouldn't engage conversation unless somebody came up to them.
It's
they're not going to be
at Swiss Chalet.
They're not going to be
no
in anybody's face or whatever, waving pamphlets, you know, repent, repent. Oh, wait, wrong. That's a Jehovah's Witness. Oh, I didn't say I did. It's going to be just, you know, if you want to go and talk to them, talk to them. Because, I mean, there's free counseling. There's all sorts of of testing, you know, as any STD, and it's not just AIDS. It's, you know, hepatitis. It's, you know, genital herpes. It's anything. They'll do that testing for free. You don't need to show ID. And it's free. I mean, people need
to. And it's available to everybody in Ontario, correct?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And, I mean, you need, people can take care, you know. Everyone says, know your status. Well, yeah, I mean, just male or female, it doesn't really matter. Know your status on all STDs. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, this is a really good opportunity, and it's a great, you know, if you need counseling or you know somebody that does need counseling or you want to get more involved in that part of the community, I mean, it's only going to make the community stronger. It is.
And not just the community. I mean, you know, you have people who are, you know, shy or afraid or whatever. If you get the communication going, you might have somebody who's just listening and suddenly go, well, you know, maybe I better go get checked or whatever.
Chrome works better.
It does work for you, too?
Yeah, I haven't gotten kicked out yet.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, so that was that. And it was really, we had a great afternoon, and they gave us Tim Hortons.
Gift cards, too, not just coffee.
Yeah, they gave us a Tim Hortons gift card.
Cool.
Yeah.
And a reusable cup.
And a reusable cup, which I posted online.
Yeah. Wow.
What else do we want to do?
Niagara Regional Brotherhood.
Yeah, so, boy, Neil has finally decided that it's time to have meetings for the Niagara Regional Brotherhood of Leather.
Tuesday.
What Tuesday?
I believe it's the 17th.
Right, so it's what, the 17th. Second or third Tuesday?
I think that's the second. It's the day after my birthday.
It's the third Tuesday of every month.
Third, yes.
So, now that we've decided that you've decided.
Boy, Neil, boy, Shannon, and I will be a little hungover, but it'll be a great meeting.
All right. Well, it needs to be. So anybody.
Yes. Next week, isn't it?
It's the Niagara Regional.
No, it's 3 weeks from now.
3 weeks. Yep. So what we've done, it's the NRBOL, which it used to be Niagara Regional Boys of Leather, but we've kind of decided that there isn't really a leather group in the Niagara area at all. So we changed it. I'm going to go through and change the name properly, because it is a not-for-profit. You have to jump through hoops and sign all these papers and do all this bullshit. We're going to change it to the Niagara Brotherhood of Leather. Mm-hmm. This is non-gender specific, non-sexual orientation specific. It's just a bunch of leather people hanging out. And the club, we're going to have the first few meetings in the clubhouse, which is actually going to be the dungeon here just for the first couple.
Where we're broadcasting from
tonight. Yeah, where we're broadcasting. So.
Live.
Actually, which is kind of cool. We could actually broadcast the meeting for anyone that wants to tune in.
We could do that. The board of directors have had a quick earlier meeting, and that's how we decided that we were changing the name to Niagara Regional Brotherhood 11.
Oh, not today.
That's
someone
right.
Someone just blew their horn as you were driving
Hong
by.
Kong. I'm sure that was about us.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
Hong Kong.
I don't know.
They're in there.
It's pretty quiet if you're outside there. The dungeon today, as usual.
Yeah. So if anybody's interested,
people do walk by really fast.
And I mean, for people like Slave Wayne, and that we're going to probably try to set. Oh yeah, Shannon, I need this before then, since you're media director. I like this whole media thing, eh?
Yeah. And by the way, while
seems to be growing,
we're mentioning this. Thank you, Boy Shannon, for all your incredible work to bring us up to date into the. This.
Yes, we appreciate all the other things we now have to follow and comment on a daily
you
basis.
Don't, uh-huh.
So we're now tweeters, and we're tweezers,
you're
and
tweeters.
We're tweezers.
Twatters. We're twatters.
Twatters and twitters.
So what we're going to do is we're going to probably try to get a conference number that's free. It's like it's a teleconference. So if you want to join the meeting, we'll do it as a teleconference. Possibly Skype. That's something else we can look into.
Skype's probably a good idea.
Yeah, so I mean, that's if you want to be part of the Brotherhood of Leather meeting, you're more than welcome to, because I mean, the more people, the better. And we're going to try to do maybe a social every couple months. I think would be neat, but it's a charity social, obviously, because we want to raise some money. And we're also going to start planning our food drive.
Yes.
Where are we having the food drive?
As we all turn
Boy
to
Shannon.
Boy Shannon.
We're going to drive food.
You
haven't
got that down yet? The media coordinator, what? Food what? Drive location.
That is not media.
Well, it is. It's part of the outreach of media.
Well, there's one venue that...
I feel like it just keeps getting bigger.
That is just... Well, we're trying
it's
to keep you away from other stuff to get involved in.
It's true, too.
You know what? We
it's working.
Boy, it's just that we didn't feel like doing it, to be flat out.
I understand that.
So, no, really. Yeah, so definitely we want to start having meetings and, you know, start raising some money and, you know, start getting a name in the Niagara region that, you know what, there is a leather group, and we're here, damn it. Yeah.
Niagara region on both sides of the border.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we can always do, well, they could never come over here because it seems like most Americans don't.
Mm-hmm. They don't
but, they can Skype in.
Ability.
They can Skype in, and then, I mean, we can always do maybe every 5-6 months, go over there and do a meeting at the...
On Allen Street.
On Allen Street. Whoa, no. I don't know about that Allen Street thing. All right, we are going to go, and we are going to take a break now.
We'll be back.
Right now.
Soon.
We'll be back.
Right now.
We'll be back.